For Inside Texas Tech, I'm Betsy Blaney. Lubbock bibliophiles are sure to be filled with delight as Texas Tech University Press and the University Libraries put on a second annual A Night with Authors, which will be followed by the city's inaugural book festival. Later this month, those who love Texas Tech University-authored books can meet and chat with writers at Literary Lubbock's second annual A Night with Authors. All of the following day, October 28th, the inaugural Lubbock Book Festival will be held at the Louise Hopkins Underwood Center for the Arts, where numerous authors will offer readings, signings, and entertainment for all ages. The October 27th evening event at the Texas Tech Library includes a wine and beer reception, a seated dinner by Texas Tech's top-tier catering, a silent auction, and a literary program of authors sharing stories from the books on Texas, the Southwest, and beyond. Kaylee Daniel with the University Libraries says, literacy is the watchword for the University Press and her office.
Literacy is at the heart of what we do. So anytime that we can be a platform to bring readers of all kinds and authors together to discuss literature of any sort, we feel like we are doing our mission.
The event benefits the Grover E. Murray Studies in the American Southwest and is being hosted by Texas Tech Friends of the Library, Texas Tech University Press, and Texas Tech University Libraries. For tickets, call 806-742-2540 or email Len Markham at len.markham@ttu.edu. Daniel says rare are the chances to speak with accomplished authors.
Literary Lubbock is a truly unique event because it's University Press authors that are talking about recently published books that they have published through the University Press. And audience has time to mix and mingle with the authors and not only get books signed, but also talk one-on-one about the content and what they thought of the book and ask the author questions of their processes.
The featured authors in their books October 27th are Nancy Draves, A Promise Fulfilled, The Kitty Anderson Diary in Civil War Texas, Bob Horton's Of Bulletins and Booze, A Newsman's Story of Recovery, Ruben Molina's Chicano Soul, Recordings in History of American Culture, and Janet M. Nagebauer's A Witness to History, George H. Mahan, West Texas Congressman. Through October 27th, as a thank you gift for a $150 donation to KTTZ FM, you will receive a free copy of Nagebauer's book. She says she loves the feel of real books.
I think people still are reading. My friends read. I read constantly. And I want big, old, heavy books that I can hold on to. I don't want a Kindle.
The October 28th Lubbock Book Festival is being funded by the CH Foundation with various other partners. It runs from 9:30 a.m. to 8:30 p.m., is open to the public and free, except for a few ticketed meals and performances. Featured authors at the book festival include John R. Erickson, Hank the Cowdog series, Terry Jennings, Waylon Tales of My Outlaw Dad, Karen McKay, author of Magic Mommy children's book series that are coming soon, Aiden Medrano, cookbook author of Truly Texas Mexican, Jody Thomas, a New York Times and USA Today bestselling author, and S.C. Gwynn, whose most recent book, The Perfect Pass, American Genius and the Reinvention of Football, tells the story of how Hal Mumme and Mike Leach revolutionized American football. For Inside Texas Tech, I'm Betsy Blaney.